You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, joined in the studio today by Amba of the Student Action Coalition. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Emma.
So tell our listeners about what the Student Action Coalition is and what you're working on.
Okay, so the Student Action Coalition is a group of students from UNCA, University of North Carolina, here at Asheville. And it's basically a coalition of different students who are actively involved in either the student community or the greater Asheville community. And we work on a generally political agenda to raise awareness about issues that we think people might not know about or that are important to the not as much seen groups of Asheville. So whether it's the working class, whether it's the trans people, whether it's minorities, whether it's women, we're trying to stand up for those people.
And you have an action coming up on May the 1st.
Yeah, so our action coming up on May 1st, I can't or we can't say is necessarily an original idea, but it's a part of a historical movement that's been happening ever since the late 1800s, and that's May Day. So in the late 1800s, like the 1890s, there was a worldwide movement of worker strikes going on and worker unionization to fight for shorter work days. People were working, people were working 20-hour days a week. And they were not getting paid very much, and just different things like that. And there was a big riot on May 1st in 1886. And so ever since then, on May 1st, different countries, different organizations have worked to have May 1st as a day of a day for the workers when people won't work. A lot of countries actually have that as a national holiday in honor of their workers. And the U.S. is one of the countries that doesn't, among a lot of other very industrialized Western countries. So this year, kind of in light of all the things that have been going on politically, but also because it should always be something important, there's been a call to action from different organizers around the country, including Cosecha, which is a Latinx organization, to and I mentioned them because they have been one of the biggest actors in this movement this year. But to have people come together and whether it be strike, organize, protest, but create a voice for the underclass and basically create a voice for the people who feel like maybe they're not as powerful. So that's what this is all about. And another thing that we want to point out in recognizing it this year was that in 1886, the strike was because one of the reasons was because people were only getting paid $1.50 an hour, and now the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, which would have been less than $1.50 at that time. So that's something important to think about when we're talking about this.
Here locally, who else is involved in your organizing?
Involved in the organizing, yeah, the Student Action Coalition definitely can't take credit for all of this. There's been a coalition of basically a lot of different groups throughout Asheville, and we're calling it basically the May Day Coalition, but we have people from the Anarchist Assembly, we have people from a variety of For the People groups, we have people from Surge, we have people from PJR, we have people from like I said, I could probably just keep going on, but a lot of different community organizers. So that's really incredible because the goal of this day is to be a coalition of forces in Asheville.
Do you see common threads across the groups that you're working with?
Yeah, I think the common thread for everybody is kind of that I think a lot of people have been organizing recently, or not been organizing, but just been feeling what's been going on in the political sphere and been feeling maybe powerless or frustrated about what to do. And I think every organization that I have just mentioned, whether it's working for, whether it's working for demilitarization of the police or immigrant rights or climate change or whichever rights, is that we want to remind people that they do have power, that every one of us is a person, whether it's me or some senator or Donald Trump or whoever, that we have power. And so that's our common thread, is to empower the people of Asheville and the people of the world, really.
Well, what can people expect to see happening here locally on May Day?
Yeah, so that's the big idea, right, is what are we going to do? The whole idea is that, historically, people whose countries don't acknowledge May Day as an actual holiday, the idea is to strike. So every year in America for hundreds of years, people have been trying to strike on May Day. But we understand that a lot of people are in positions in which striking or skipping work or skipping school is not something that they feel totally comfortable for doing. So we're trying to lay the infrastructure for that to happen next year or in a month or whatever, but for people to be in contact. So it's going to be, rather than a day off, if you are able to not work that day, it's going to be a day on. So we're starting out at 10 at Firestorm Cafe here in West Asheville with a potluck. And so everyone's bringing different breakfast food focused on vegetarian predominantly, but really you could bring whatever you want. And that's just going to be kind of for everyone to get together and talk about what's going on and what we're doing. And then during that time from 10 to 12, we're also going to have information on community gardening going on in different gardens. And we have a map of the different community gardens in which people could garden during that early breakfast time, maybe after breakfast. And then from 12 to 4, there's going to be different workshops led by these different organizations going on around Asheville. So something might be like a radical film showing, or a talk about how to be an ally, or a talk about how to talk about politics with your children, different things like that. And those are all going to be on a different schedule that we have a working schedule online. And then from 5 on, people are going to be meeting in Pritchard Park at 5 to do a kind of pre-rally energizer. So that's going to be people tabling. Different organizations are going to be tabling with different information about how to clue into these topics, as well as food is going to be available. And then at 6, we're going to start the march at Pritchard Park down to Aston Park.
If people want to learn more, if they want to see that schedule, where can they look?
Exactly. So there's a couple things. If you're an organization who wants to get more involved, you know, we still need a few kind of loose ends to be picked up by different organizations or different people here and there. So whether you have some resource you think we could use, or if you have money that you want to donate, or if you have any suggestions, you can email the email studentactionunca@gmail.com, and or you can get in contact with the Student Action Coalition, which is, the phone number for that would be 828-337-5490. So you can email us at sac@gmail.com or call at 828-337-5490. You can also view our Facebook page. So the actual title of the Facebook page, if you want to search it in, is May 1st, AVL Doesn't Work. And then we also have it translated in Spanish. So Primero de Mayo, AVL No Trabaja. And you can search that, and you should be able to get updates via the Facebook event. And you can also see the schedule on the Facebook event. So any of those ways are ways that you can get in contact with us. There should also be flyers around town if you're just walking around and see any of those. So yeah, tell your friends, tell your family. We want this to be a family-friendly day event because we think that this is kind of an important notion for not just adults, but everybody. But if you want to come to the rally and you need childcare, and you don't want to take your kids, we're going to be providing childcare as well, starting from at 5. So yeah, we want it to be a day for the people, and that's basically our goal.
Is there anything else about the event we should know?
Yeah, just a couple last things to mention are that we're going to have translators at the translators to Spanish at the rally. Just for those folks who want to come out, we want to make sure that people who don't have English as their first language or in their availability are still welcome to come here. This is an intersectional movement. And then also that we are going to have carpooling available to the rally if anybody needs that. You can also get in contact with any of the contact information we're putting out there. Carpools, we don't have exactly set up because it's going to be based on need, but from general like concentration areas of where people are, like where we have the most need. So we want to have one in North Asheville, maybe one in West Asheville, or two in West Asheville, depending on how. But we have the people ready to drive, and we just need to know who needs it. So get in contact with us if you want to come but you don't have a ride.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.